Where's my?
We had this all posted properly, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Reviewer action item.
You'll turn, Mr. Chairman, to this next tab under manager's report. You see the, an outline, and on the second page, action items that came from the last meeting.
Okay.
Ownership transfer, of course, we've got some of that, well, we've got that under action here too, don't we, on item J, so some of those are on item J.
Yeah, I see it down there.
Okay. Well, let me just, if I may, just item number four, the logo. We're doing some work on a logo that's a little more artsy.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it isn't to the point that I'd like to show it to you today.
Okay.
What I'd like to do is I'll email it out to all of you, you know, and, you know, if you feel good about it, we can then decide how we're gonna act on it, but I'll have that in the next few days.
Okay.
And of course, these other items we'll have later in the agenda also. Item number five, rules number two, we have in the under item J also, so I can defer those if you wish.
Yep, let's do it. Should we, let's go to the manager's report.
You bet. Love to give you a report, and I'm gonna give you a down and dirty report because there's been some discussion on what's going on relative to the water and the well. I'll tell you of one issue that has, well, what's new? Issues. There are issues every day, you know? And I just wake up and I say, what issue's coming at me? Obviously, through about a week ago, we had pumped 1.3 million gallons of water since we turned that well on. Almost 700,000 gallons of that is because of a malfunction in a float valve in the tank. It didn't shut the well off, and the well ran for about 3 days before we were able to, before Evan showed up to check it out. That's as a result of that, you know, obviously we have to, we're obligated to spill, I call it 30% of that for mitigation on the cash side. I have Don Barnett working right now with the state engineer's office telling them what happened, because I said, I refuse at this point, unless ordered, I refuse to give up 30% of 700,000 gallons that I put on the ground already. And so, you know, we're supposed to have discharged another amount today. I'm saying I'm, until further notice, I'm, you know, you won't lose your water, but I'm not going to spill it on schedule until we get this item straightened out, or I'm ordered as to what to do. So that you understand where that is relative to the water. The other thing that's coming, because of the last time we did mitigation, which was over a weekend, I remember, because they were calling me. Hello.
Who's got an answer? Hi, Bob.
Yep.
Okay. Hi, this is Paul making his manager's report right now, Bob.
Okay, sorry for being late.
Not a problem. Evan has asked for extra compensation because he worked Saturday through Sunday to discharge the mitigation water. And I asked him to give me something in writing that we could act upon. I haven't seen that yet. He continues to talk about it. I say, give me something in writing.
How much do we pay him now?
Well, we're just paying him that flat rate.
How much do we give him flat
rate? What's our flat rate?
You know what? I'd have to look at it. I'm not quite sure.
$600 a month.
$600.
Yeah. So he wants extra money. I'm not saying it's not deserved or earned. I mean, we're milking a lot out of that guy for $600 a month, especially now that we're operating a well. So we'll work. I'll have something, and then I'll pass it on and see how everybody feels about it. He kind of dropped the hint. Well, I charge $75 an hour at the mechanic shop, but I know that's different. And I go, yeah, that's different. And so, you know, I won't let it go that high. But anyway, I'll work through it with him. The other thing that's coming up, and I can say this at this point, is that the well is pumping at somewhere around 200 to 212 gallons per minute. The state had rated it at 100, said maximum you can pull is 120. And so I've got to cut it back because we're also drawing down too much. We're coming down within 60 feet of the top of the pump. It starts at 200 feet. Okay. This is, and all of you know, this is in a rock formation. That's not good for the aquifer. So we've got to throttle it back. Well, as I dig into it, very frankly, I'm going, how on earth, who decided what size pump, what size motor to put in the ground? This is way oversized. So we're digging into that question. I'm asking the developer, I'm asking, and my staff is looking at the information submitted, and we're gonna figure out why this motor and pump were so oversized. I cannot cut it back.
So let me ask this. So let's say that we do the Bloomington well. Could we put the Bloomington well at the smaller size in that? And I don't know that we can trade out, because we can't trade out a hole that's drilled. So is there a way we can do something if we put the Bloomington well there? Not saying that we're going to, but could that help fix this problem?
Maybe so. This is Paul's fetish. Relative, this is a what they call a submersible pump.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I can't put a variable frequency drive on it because I got 1,400 feet of wire, and the harmonics will not allow us. We'll burn out the motor. We'll burn out the wire. You know, we'll mess with the wiring. I can't cut it back that way.
So the only option is run it less
pull it,
hours.
Pull the pump and motor. And do something with it. I've got the vendor looking at it, what the options are, or, you know, pulling one and all costs upwards of $20,000. Push pull, as they call it. To take it out, do whatever you do, and put it back in, that's $20,000 for a well operator to do that. So it's not a cheap effort. So, you know, the other thing is just to change the motor out. Put the motor over in the Bloomington well, perhaps. Perhaps it'll work there. I don't know what to do at this point. I do not like submersible motors because you can't deal with them. The next well that they do, the Bloomington, I'll have them do a turbine. The motor on top, shaft down, because then I can put a variable frequency drive on it. I can see what's going on with the motor. Mm-hmm. Getting submersible motors repaired, replaced, are a long-term effort. I know this from firsthand experience. So I do not like them. So at any rate, I'm giving you the down and dirty report relative to that. We've got to cut that production down to 120. That's 40% of what it's doing right now. And that way we'll preserve, because I had Evan turn the valve back, and if I cut it back to less than 200 gallons per minute, I ran that static or the operating head from 45 to 60 feet up to 80 feet, just that fast by just turning it down 10 gallons per minute. Mm-hmm. So that's evidence that that's what we need. We've got to do that. I will be talking with Jeff Warblow. I have a meeting with him Thursday. We will be talking about this. Mm-hmm. So that, just so that you know.
Okay
sewer. On the lift stations, we had a failure down on the lower lift station that we ended up dealing with Paul ended up dealing with, and that lift station, if I find it real quick, well, maybe you don't care what lift station it is, but at any rate, that's going to cost us about, he thinks we'll keep our costs down, motor's gone, got to replace the motor, $10,000. And, you know, that's labor and materials, and again, it was had to happen, Murphy's Law, through a weekend. That's what we do lately. In terms of power bill, you'd ask this, Mr. Chairman. Last month we paid $1,400 for power. It's still too early for me to know where, you know, how things are working relative to power bill. I mean, that's just part of a month. We got to get into a full month cycle and we'll see what it's costing us. You'd also ask, can we pump at night? Right now with the controls I have, I don't have that flexibility. If we get the telemetry, which I'm saying I've got to put telemetry on the well. That telemetry on the well will run anywhere, depending upon what we get, between $5,000 and $15,000, depending upon how elaborate we make it. Again, these are early numbers. I was talking to the vendor over the weekend. He, you know, we're talking off the He's at his house and I'm at mine, and so we're not, I don't have good data, but I'm just giving, I'm preparing you.
Yeah, but I think we've already actually approved it and talked about it. I think it's a no-brainer. I mean, I tried to get John Reeves to do it time after time after time, and he never did it. We've authorized it to be done. We need telemetry together, so whatever it takes.
That's Ebert. Okay, well, we need to, did you get bids on any telemetry that you know of?
Somebody probably got some. I probably have something in here I can give you.
If you could help us out, we just don't have enough. I would love to know that we went through that because I'm concerned about procurement, okay? Mm-hmm. And so...
Well, it's been a year and a half, so we're probably going to have to reach
out. Well, I realize.
But at least it'll be, I'll find something.
I realize that. But if we've got some of the framework, otherwise I might try to work a deal somehow with the developer is what I'm, you know, to have him procure it
Sounds right. Us
have a payback of some sort. But I'll work with the attorney on that to keep
sure
it legal.
We do what we need to do
legally. Okay, as far as engineering is concerned, we have back here in the tabs further, and we can talk about this under item J. I have asked for an inspection fee. I sent you over the weekend, and did you make copies for everybody? Where is that?
The
rate thing.
Oh, it's in the back.
Is it in the back also?
But that's going to be a discussion
item. That's a discussion item, yeah.
Anything in discussion and action, let's talk about them when we get
right,
to that point.
Right. Funding application, as far as the funding application is concerned, we're working on that. There is a drinking water board meeting in September. We will have, this is for a grant or a loan, probably a loan, to do the payback if we want on the water study. And also application for the Kobabe well drilling and permitting process. That's in progress right now, and when we get more data together, she'll have it done very shortly. She had a baby over the weekend, a new grandson for me. So that slowed us down a little bit. But as soon as I get that, I'll show that information to you as well. It's just paperwork, and we've got more data to collect. As far as we are proceeding in trying to get the information together for the permitting of the Kobabe well. So I know Bob asked the question, and I'm going to talk about it right now, Bob, if that's okay, and that is, why Bloomington before Kobabe? And my answer is to Bob and to my recommendation to the board is, I'm moving parallel. Let them do Bloomington. And by the way, Mr. Chairman, while I talked to Don about this, and we'll have written data for you, but Don also feels that since they've already done a test well on the Bloomington and they know what it'll produce, that's even more assured than the Kobabe. Kobabe is in a rock formation also, and that's going to be, he called it a wildcat well, the Kobabe well. So it would not be in our best interest to stand in front of and slow down Bloomington if the developer wants to do it, and pay for it. We'll talk about this on, me and Mr. Warblow will talk about this on Thursday also. So that's the short answer for you, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, you skipped over the water and sewer master plans. Where do we stand on
that? Okay, yes. The water and sewer master plans are progressing along. We're moving towards getting a draft ready by the middle of next month on both of them.
Okay.
I've got two sets of engineers working, one on sewer and one on water. So we're moving along just as quickly as we can to get it done.
Good. Thank you.
Oh, is that enough?
Yeah, my head's spinning. Thanks.
Yeah.
Is that all you've done?
That's a gosh darn good full-time, part-time job. Thank you.
Okay, let's go to the treasurer's report.
All right, we have payables. There's a tab there for payables. There is an invoice behind showing Weber County for the dollar amount that you've got right there.
I think Bob wanted to know about that. Bob, did you get it?
Yes.
So
okay.
So my question here is, on this here for CRS Engineering, we owe them $23,000 for last month, and currently we owe them $33,000, correct?
Correct.
Is it a 30?
I thought the deal was when you guys came aboard, you were doing our engineering. I thought it was like $6,000 a month.
No, it's for me. It's $9,000 a month.
Okay, $9,000 a month
for her. well, first of all, there was the initial setup to get our CPA to get in and get the accountable chart of accounts straightened out. That was $875. And then there's the meeting, every board meeting sheet to set up and get it ready and be here. There was $375 for that. And then $800 a month for her to do collections and take care of the bookkeeping in general. So
That's $1,100 a month. I'm just trying to break this down.
Yeah, where's the rest of the billing? Did you give them a copy of the billing?
So when I add your $8,000 or $9,000 and I add her $1,000, that's $10,000 a month. But last month it was $23,000, and then this month it's $33,000. So my don't know where they're coming from.
Okay, you did receive an email with the billing, and we detail it out, and so it includes the sewer and the water master plan charges, the progress charges, the percent complete.
So what's the water plan, master plan, and the sewer plan going to cost us?
Okay.
Let me pull it up and I'll show you.
Okay, good, because I'll misquote the number. I got too many other numbers on my head. I'm sorry. I have a file here. I probably don't. I left that file, huh? Maybe. It was, I'm not even trying to guess.
So, you just said $10,000, Matthew. Did you just add have we paid last month's bill?
No, we haven't paid anything.
Is that why?
I wanted to go over this before.
So the $23,000 plus the $10,000 would equal the $33,000.
No, it's $23,000. We paid $10,000, and so I want to know what the other $13,000 was we spent.
Okay.
I want to know what the other $23,000 we spent currently.
Okay.
So there's $33,000 difference there.
Right.
Can we come back to that?
We can come back to that.
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
Okay.
We can continue moving along. Okay, accounts receivable.
What she's doing with that, because again, this is a public meeting, she has a list of accounts receivable here that you can each take a look at here, but we didn't want to make it widely
known. That one has got my notes on it of ones that I've spoken to, ones I haven't spoken to. The issues that I'm coming up with is no phone numbers, not correct addresses, lots that have been sold and 2 and 3 years passed and they're still getting collections on. So as far as the receivables go, the ones that I have marked here are the ones that I've spoken to, received emails. I send out a monthly statement.
Right.
And on the statement it had a list of if you find the statement in error, please contact me. I'm over. I mean, just phone call after phone call. Oh yeah, I've got emails.
Okay.
I came in this morning.
I used to actually help Angie with these. I go into the tax records GIS and then look them up, and especially if they're in Powder Mountain West, because I'm on the HOA board for that. I have a list of current for everybody that's Powder Mountain West.
Okay.
Well, if it's a lot that's related to Sioux down in, Sheep Creek and stuff like that, I can look it up on GIS and see what the tax records show. But she would give me a list, like kind of like this, and I would take it and I'd just help her out. And I would say, okay, this lot, this whatever, here's my contact info, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because I'm finding that some of them don't have contact info. They don't have correct addresses.
Yep.
So my next step on those ones I've noted,
the ones
that are huge outstanding balances of 4,000 and 5,000 and 6,000, I would like to send a registered letter on the next one just to verify that it's even the correct address, that I've even got the right person.
Okay. So all the highlighted ones?
All the highlighted ones are the ones that I've actually dealt with, spoken to, have received information of some sort.
So which are the ones that you need assistance with?
Do we have any liens on properties yet? Do we have any liens right now?
No.
Do we want to start getting some liens on some of these?
Well, what I'm understanding before we go to that step from the phone calls and the emails that I'm getting, you'll notice the ones that are like 90 days over, I've highlighted. Those are the ones that I'd like to start sending the ones to. The ones that I'm trying to keep current, because according to Angie, she told them they had 90 days. So you'll notice that some of those are still in the 30 to 60.
Right, and
I wasn't too worried about that.
Right, and this one, like Mike Moyal.
He's one I'm dealing with,
right,
because
he
had
sold a house.
He did, and it was still in his name until last month. So it's right. those things that I'm finding
right.
that okay. I want to deal with before we go to that extreme, because some of them I'm finding, just like I came in this morning to an email that says I sold that 2 years ago, why am I still getting a bill?
Right.
I need to research
so, that. So to this point, we haven't been charging them interest, and we haven't been charging them late fees, but we're going to
We're going to start,
yes.
I was waiting for the rules and regs.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about those
right.
coming up in the thing
if you
today, because
make me
we
a copy
need
and
to,
mark which ones you need help with.
I want to make
okay.
this
Perfect.
Work,
Thank
what
you.
We're going to do. It's going to be expensive for them to be late. And interest.
So Matthew?
Yes.
So we're starting a process to verify we're billing the correct people, they still
yeah.
own the property
yeah.
before we do any of
before
that.
Before we do any of
so
that.
So we don't sure. look like a bunch of goobs.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, she's making personal
well, Angie
phone
used to,
calls.
Yeah, she used to have anywhere from 5 to 10 each billing
right.
cycle, each quarter, and I would try to help her out. And there's some that we just have not been able to track down at all, but
The other thing that we're watching, and I will just say that we're watching, and that is, as we get meter readings,
mm-hmm.
We're looking for overages. We wonder if that was ever taken into account in the past, you know, because there's an overage charge,
mm-hmm.
and so we're looking for that also.
I don't think so. We get the same. We get billed the same flat amount.
The same
every,
flat amount, and so it was never done.
It's never been.
But I doubt there's been. I mean, there could be overages.
Could be. There could
but you're
be.
Right. That we need to look into and make sure that there
yeah,
hasn't.
Yeah, at least for the homes, most of them are vacation homes.
Yeah.
If they're there a month out of the year, that's
yeah.
you know a couple weeks here or there. So they would never
but it's still by month.
By
it
month.
Still could be
right.
an overage charge.
Right.
But yeah, that's
During
great.
Christmas,
all you're looking
yep.
at. So when we get to the, Mr. Attorney, when we get to the charges for late fees and things like that, I see Summit, they like to do everything way behind. And so it needs to be when we start talking about these fees, and we'll run to the fees when we get there. So
yeah. And there's a statutory process
yeah.
that we can sit down and vote
yeah.
for as far as calculating the interest.
Okay, next. That looks good. The payables look good, but you're going to get those numbers that we need here. In
yes.
Minutes. Yes.
Profit and loss statement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good there. Will serve letter. I don't see it in my book.
It should be right behind.
I got one.
Behind
next
it.
Tab.
Next
yeah.
tab. Next tab.
I got it.
You got it.
Yeah.
So the question, question. We've created this. It's our effort. To try to come up with something that's kind of standardized, that everybody could know what they're seeing when they see it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that what we're doing is we're trying to get the necessary information. We've got the information on how it's paid. And then, of course, it's recommended by me and then passed on to the board chairman for his signature. And then, of course, county planning has come to me and asked if we will then forward it to the building applicant, or building official, as opposed to the
staff. We have. We've done it every time.
Okay.
So, right? Yeah. Have they said we haven't?
Well, it's just in our process that we've typed up, but it doesn't say
okay,
that.
Okay, my question is this the sewer and water connections then for the Summit lots
well,
also the same
no,
amount?
No, we, and
we
those fee numbers,
study.
That's what the number is now, but that's going to change.
Yeah, that'll
yeah,
change with
that's
our.
That's going to change drastically. I
okay,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because you have to do your impact study
yeah,
and everything
yeah,
else. And then, okay, because I was like, this is what we were paying current.
Yeah.
So my only thing that we might want to discuss a little bit is that we're using your PO box, right?
Yes.
We're using it's
your
under
your
name.
Your
it's
interest.
Under your name.
I understand that. But let's say in a year from now it changes for
mm-hmm.
some reason. It's
mm-hmm.
not you guys, it's someone else.
Mm-hmm.
How will we know we're getting all our mail? Do you think we should have our own PO box in Farmington and not yours? Because you have to go to your PO box anyway and have our own PO box.
Well, it is
Powder
Mountain.
Mountain. I opened a new one.
Oh, 440 is just
440
is
a, it's
just
Powder Mountain.
Not a, it's
Powder
we're not commingling any of this.
No. It's a
okay.
brand new PO box.
You answered the question. Good, thank you.
And I have the extra key. She has a key and I have a key.
We're
good.
The only two.
That's all we need.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just forwarded.
Yeah, the will serve looks good. I
okay.
just, I don't like the amounts on there right now because we don't know what they're going to be.
Well, that's
but
the same
right
for
now,
the current.
That's correct.
It
is the same
everybody
right
other than Summit.
No,
this, no,
it's Summit too.
No.
Everybody
both.
Pays the same.
It could be
so
more.
So new lots in my subdivision will get the Summit rate also?
The same rate.
It's one district.
It's one
You'll
district.
Pay the
it's one
same
district.
Rate.
Okay.
So the same rate, your neighbors,
mm-hmm.
if they haven't built on their lot, by
right.
the time they built
no,
on it, may be paying a new
right.
connection.
Okay.
Because
it won't let me
because The current district, which you currently live in,
right,
needs another water sources.
Sure.
And you're gonna have to buy one.
Okay.
And that, so it'll all be one company, but yes, your fees will be whatever everyone else's fees are.
Everybody in that subdivision, to my understanding, has already paid connection fees.
Yeah. Yeah, if they, if
no, that's not true, Bob. You pay when you build.
You pay an extra $1,000 when you build.
No, we pay when you build. So like that $5,000 water and the $65 sewer is paid when you get the will serve. You pay that amount and then the will serve is issued to you. Like okay. Mike Moyle just did his, you know, this past year, and that's what he paid.
Right.
You pay that all up front. What you were paying was the right to connect. You know, your monthly bill on a lot is that amount you're paying, that whatever it is the right to connect. It maintains your right to have a connection.
So, Paul?
Yes, sir.
You need to...
Okay.
We need to get that information to people who think they've already paid.
Of course.
Right, think no. They have,
okay,
so
of course.
We get time over there. So
of course, and no. That's why I asked for the 7 working days. Mm-hmm. Once I receive this,
yeah.
So that we can back check that.
Right.
So, you know, the first thing I do when we get something in is I call both the operators and say, now,
right.
Especially Southwick, is there something going on now? Where's the verification?
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of
yeah,
a thing.
Yeah, my understanding is nobody pays the connection until they have building permit and get the will served,
okay.
And then they pay those fees.
Right.
Audit.
No,
go ahead.
I'm not, that's true.
Okay, audit. Anything else on audit?
Yeah, Terry.
I called the attorney or the auditor and
mm-hmm.
They requesting them to come in and do an actual audit because there hasn't been
Which
one done.
Which audit did you request to do? Who did you request to do this?
I went through the county attorneys. They gave me the name
okay.
of the county attorney.
Okay.
County auditor.
Or county auditor, excuse me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I spoke to him last week. He would like to set up a meeting between me and Paul. I've got to get Paul's schedule. Set up a meeting between me and Paul. He's going to give me a list of what he would like because it's been... We have no record of having one. So he's going to give me a list of what he would like. And because our year end is actually December, he says that'll give you time and we'll just present it and have it all done by year end. And
okay.
That will give me and Paul time to go through the records and get the information he needs. So I just have to schedule
Perfect.
The appointment once we get a time.
Perfect.
Okay.
And then we'll get that done.
Okay.
There's 3 of them.
Scroll.
Okay.
And that's your 33,000. There, keep going. Just scroll again. One's water, one's sewer.
Okay.
And back to the will serve letter,
mm-hmm.
I would like to suggest that we just leave the amount. We'll change the amount when we change the amount, you know, when we take action, if that's okay.
Okay. Yep.
That just helps us. We can hand it to somebody and say, this is what you'll pay, or we mark that they've paid this. You know, there's no question,
right.
You know, so if it's okay, this can be easily retyped.
Okay, sounds good.
So in other words, we've instigated, we've asked that the outside auditor that the county had approved, county auditor approved as their outside auditor, come in and do an outside audit on this
okay.
district, and we'll talk to them and then come back to you with those costs before
okay.
we engage.
Okay.
Question was asked
no.
about insurance.
On our vehicles?
The board members on the vehicles, everything. I've had them send copies of what you are covered, how much you're covered, the
mm-hmm.
vehicle. I spoke to them. As of July, they have changed their rates. They've changed and upped just a little bit.
Of course.
They would like to send or schedule a meeting with everybody, with the board members, so they can go over what you're covered, what's not covered, and get specifics from you guys as far as to what you would like, you know, dollar amount.
Is this Utah Local Trust?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so they would like to do that.
Okay.
So
yeah, that might be a while ago to get that scheduled, but I don't have a problem with you guys walking through that with
okay.
them, and then you can bring a report back.
Absolutely.
Okay. Would you? Because the broker would be glad to come into a board meeting and give us an explanation, because we don't have trustees coverage on this right now, do we?
Mm. Trustees. This is
errors
okay.
and omissions.
Errors and omissions. This front page right here, the transaction report and invoice. The errors and omissions are supposedly included in all of this, according
okay.
to them.
Okay.
So we've paid for this already?
Yes. This is what they sent us. It's due again in September. Anniversary is the 1st of September.
We paid $12,000 a year for it?
$12,000 a year.
It certainly won't trust you.
No, we paid $1,200. We
12,
paid
yeah, 12.
We need errors.
The penalty
sure.
is $12,000.
Well,
but
so
you've got the general
what
liability,
do we need?
The per policy, all that other stuff.
All right. Sounds mm-hmm. good.
Thank you.
So it sounds like we've got some more coverage to look into. Is that
yes.
what you're
right.
saying, Chris?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to make sure.
Maybe we can get you on the phone with them as well, and let's make sure we're...
Okay.
And then we can save the meeting time then, if you wish.
That'll be perfect.
Okay.
Okay, future facilities needs, well and water. I think we talked about the wells.
Yeah, let me, one thing I forgot to mention, the pressure regulator station that ProBuild is doing is coming along. They've made the waterline connection, but the big pressure regulator valve has not arrived yet. The vault is here,
mm-hmm.
And so they're getting everything installed. And as soon as the valve comes, the pressure regulator valve, they'll get that in, and then we'll be functioning automatically instead of manually on the Timberlake reservoir.
Okay.
So that's moving along.
Sure.
Also.
Okay.
Sewer, nothing to report other than our little failure.
Okay. Sounds good, Paul. Thank you. I think we did. Any more on the district's financial report? Nothing more on that?
Nothing more.
Okay. We're going to go to. So let me make sure I understand this now. That I looked at the two billings there. So basically, in these billings, we paid up front. We're not going to be billed anymore for those two services.
That's correct.
So what you've done is just build us up front for them instead of after it's done, you build us up front. So next month, with any luck, the bill will be around $10,000.
Yeah, so here's just for the record, here's what we have here. We have $9,812.50 for the water master plan. That's fees incurred as of July 31st.
No, wait.
Okay.
So are there going to be more fees on that?
Well, yeah, because the maximum on that is $19,120. That's the contract amount.
Is for how much?
This is the water.
Yeah.
$19,120.
And you billed us 20 on there.
I billed you $9,812.50.
Okay.
About half.
Okay, so there's 9,000. So tell
okay.
me on the sewer.
Okay, on the sewer. Sewer master plan. Contract amount, $26,000.
Okay. $26,000.
Amount billed as of the end of July, $6,791.25.
So that's about $16,000 we paid.
Yep, you got it.
Okay.
Now Now here's the breakdown on the remaining $16,000.
Thank you.
Number one, secretary treasurer. Let's see here. First of all, my fee, $9,000. Secondly, for the secretary treasurer and the setup, was $1,975, which consisted of $800 flat rate, attending the July board meeting, $375, and setup, which is a one-time charge.
So the attending the board meeting is extra than the
contract, yeah. In other words, getting all of this stuff together.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, right. Okay. $375. And coming here, taking minutes and transcribing those minutes. $875 for one-time setup by our CPA on the transfer of the financial data, okay?
Okay.
So that came to $1,975 total, those three numbers, okay? And then what I have here is the extra services, well operation. I had my well operator while Evan was on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had...
How much was that?
It was $1,039.60. And then on the PRV station, continued coordination was $1,263.10. Those are variables. You know, you're not going to see those.
So my question, I'm still back to here.
Okay.
So I've got, when I add the 2 months together, I have about $57,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're gonna pay, and 9,000 of it's you twice, so that's
right.
18,000.
Right.
And then, so 57, 47, 37. There's 38,000 left, and we paid 16 up front. 38, 28, 27, 6, 5, 4, 3, 22. So there's $22,000 not accounted for, and then carries 1,000 or two. And you had $1,000 for a well operator. We're still $19,000, $18,000 not accounted for. Where am I wrong here? We can talk after.
Yeah, I
Carrie,
can.
Carrie, does that make sense? I need to just break this down.
That's okay.
Yeah, we have it. I'm very careful in my billings.
I get it. I just need to get a feel where we're at here.
You bet.
Because what you just told me, we've only paid $16,000 for impact fees, to put impact fee studies, and we're going to need about... we're still about $35,000 short on that. And so I need, and with my numbers show me that we're getting closer, so we need to talk after. So
that's fine.
We'll go after it. We'll work through
that. We can go through all that.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. So let's go to the, back to the consent items. Request for approval of district bills to be paid. Request for approval of minutes of the meeting held on June 26th. Do I have a motion?
Well, since I'm the only one here, I'll make a motion to approve the district bills that need to be paid.
Sounds good. We got a motion here.
Second.
And we got a second. Any other discussion?
Yeah.
None? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Number H, request for motion to adjourn the public meeting for a closed strategy session to discuss real property and any pending or reasonable imminent litigation.
We're trying to cut down on intimate litigation. But
yeah. So I'll take a motion.
I move.
Take a second.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are out of public hearing, so just stop there.